Good morning.
How's it going so far? What's the update?
Everything's going great. We had the impersonator last night, and he did a fantastic show, and he'll be out at the Willow Tree tonight.
He did do a good show. I caught that. I caught the family-friendly version. I wonder what's in store for the R-rated version. But that was a good one. So was the movie last night.
Yes. We had the Cinnabon breakfast this morning. And from 12 to 4 today, we have the rabies shots, dog tags, and licenses down at the shelter at the boat harbor. At 1 to 3 at the Willow Tree, we have Chopped, as seen on TV, cooking competition. One of the new events for this year at 3 o'clock is the foot-long eating contest at Subway, sponsored by Subway.
Now, did we decide if that was how many you can eat or how fast you can eat 1 foot long? Or does anybody know yet?
Nobody knows. I think it's just a mystery until you show up.
All right, mystery until you show up.
Yeah.
What are some of the more interesting things tonight, on tonight's schedule?
Tonight we'll have the D&D pizza from 4 to 7. We're going to show the kids' movie, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day at 4 o'clock in the middle school. At 6 o'clock tonight, the elementary basketball teams are going to be playing in the high school gym. And then the Wolverines are taking on New Haven in the high school gym at 7:30, and it is senior night. So please come out and support the Wolverines and recognize all of our seniors.
Well, it's going to be a great night. Plus, there's some live music as well.
There is. Mushroom Cowboys played at the Willow Tree last night, and they will be doing a community dance in the middle school gym tonight from 9 to midnight.
Much in store for tomorrow. A lot of things happening early in the day, but what I want to ask you about is tomorrow night. There's a movie, there's a luau, there's more live music. What can you tell us?
Tomorrow is going to be a packed day, hopefully for a lot of families and kids' events. The biggest things I can pretty much point out, of course, in the morning, the Wolverines will take on New Haven again at 11:30. And then at the soccer field, we will have the second annual ping pong candy drop from 1 to 3, and that will be followed up to the elementary gym for Samuel Johns. He is a motivational speaker that put on a great show for the kids yesterday in the middle school. And then, of course, all the cooking competitions, the chili cook-off, the cornbread, and we also, from 5 to 6:30, have the traditional fashion show. This year, we added a kids karaoke contest and, of course, the annual baby walk. And tomorrow night's huge event for Beaver Roundup is the Polynesian Paradise Dancers Luau. We're bringing up the Polynesian dancers, and they're going to put on a fantastic show. We'll also have a Hawaiian dinner that is available for purchase, and you can still get your VIP seats for this show.
Do you get a chance to get up and dance with the dancers if you sit too close to the stage?
Yes, actually, the first 45 minutes, they'll be doing the lay greeting. We'll also have grass skirts for kids and adults, and they're also going to be meeting with our small ballet group to teach them some new dance moves.
Okay, and then just real quick, it all wraps up Sunday with the usual events. What time are all the raffles and then moving over to the fireworks?
Okay, the roundup closing ceremonies will be in the high school gym from 6 to 8. That's where all the winners will be presented with their prizes, their trophies. The raffles will be drawn from all different organizations, and the ice cream social will be at the concessions. And then at 9 o'clock or shortly after the ceremonies have completed, we'll end with the Beaver Roundup fireworks extravaganza down at the boat harbor.
Well, it's been a great Beaver Roundup so far. It seems everybody is dealing well with the lack of winter and having a good time at all these other events. Want to thank you and the rest of the crew working with you to put on this great show. And we will see you out there this weekend. Charlene Lopez, thanks for the update here.
Thank you, Dave.